Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Oh, wow. This is a nice size house. We got some folks sitting right near the stage, so they clearly are trying to be in position to win the fabulous prizes that are in this recyclable bag that I bring to every taping. Because that's the great thing about a, what is that, like a, what do you call that, burlap? No. Canvas, thank you. When you have a campus bag like this... for walking around the campus, it's something you could leave behind, not feel too bad about if you forget it. That's why I use it. Let's start over. Hey, everybody. I love movies. I'm Doug Benson, coming to you live on tape from the UCB Theater before Comedy Death Ray on Tuesday, March 23rd, 2010. Let's hear it for 2010, everybody. Yeah. Speaking of 2010... please keep going to aspecialthing.com, www.specialthing.com, to vote, not really vote, but just suggest who you'd like to see on the I Love Movies when Mr. John Lithgow shows up, which he has promised to do. So make sure to vote, and there's a couple of comics are running away with it, and so if you have a comedian, or doesn't have to be a comedian, some votes have come in for Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who I have no way of contacting. I hope him and Mr. Lithgow are still on friendly terms. I hope they haven't had one of those show business breakups or jealousies. I hope they're into each other, because then when John Lithgow says, "I'm ready to do it," I'll say, "Well, can you bring Jordan Gordon-Levitt along?" Why is his name so hard to say? Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I was walking through the Denver airport the other day, and I came up with a word for human beings who don't walk fast enough, and that word is slow-mo sapiens. Yeah, I tweeted it. I'm not kidding around. I was flying back from South by Southwest recently, and I'd like to just give a shout out to everyone who came out to the live podcast that we taped at South by Southwest. It hasn't started airing yet as of today, Tuesday, March 23rd, 2010, but it'll be up soon, followed by this one. So when you're listening to this one, you probably will have heard that one, or I don't know. I don't know how you do it. Some of you might listen out of order. I don't give a shit. The bottom line is We did one at South by Southwest, so I want to thank everyone that came out to that because that was a lot of fun. It's scary when you do it in another town because you worry that, you know, nobody cares, and because it's hard to tell in podcasting. But people turned out. It was really cool, and I had a great time at South by Southwest. I saw a couple more movies since the episode we taped there. I saw a thing called Waking Sleeping Beauty, which has some. It's about Disney animation between I think like 84 and 94, like, you know, that period between Black Cauldron and Lion King, and there's some really funny shots of Tim Burton in that movie, because he just, like, he's an animator there, and every time they show him, he looks into the camera like just a complete weirdo, like, and the whole audience laughs like, Tim Burton was weird even then. Isn't that adorable that he is 100% weird? And I just want to say as a sidebar that when the Mad Depper did that dance in Alice in Wonderland, I don't want to spoil it for anybody because it's pretty much the only plot twist in the movie is that the Mad Hatter does a weird dance. I just want to say about that dance, it made me the opposite of happy when that occurred. And also in South by Southwest, I got to see a short film called Successful Alcoholics, starring and written by T.J. Miller, and it was directed by a young man named Jordan Vogt Roberts. And I just got to say, it's going to be going around to film festivals, but if you have anything, if any listeners have anything to do with any film festivals, please look out for it. It's a short film, and I really enjoyed it, and I found it very entertaining. And one of my three guests tonight has a part in that short film. Please welcome out here my friend Nick Thune is here, everybody. Let's hear it for Nick Thune, who has an album out called Thick Noon, which is a lot of fun.
You just nailed it.
I remember that. I'm excited.
You got to elaborate on my album title.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I heard from Jordan Vogt Roberts that the movie you're in, Successful Alcoholics, is going to be playing at film festivals in Puerto Rico, where alcoholism, of course, is very popular.
Yeah. And successful.
And success. And successfulness. And Sarasota, Florida, where not so much, success part.
No, a lot of alcoholics, though.
But a lot of alcoholics. Mm-hmm. So it was great, and I don't know what else I want to say about it other than...
It was awesome. In Sundance.
Oh, it was in Sundance.
It was in Sundance, and then it was just in South by Southwest, like
yeah,
you said.
So you're on a hot streak.
There's a ton of comedians in it. It's all basically
yeah.
The whole
Whitney
cast.
Cummings is in it.
Nick Kroll.
That's so fun. They're both hilarious, and mm-hmm. you're hilarious. Who's that lady that's in your scenes with you that plays your wife?
That's a great question. We should check the IMDb page.
Wait a second. You didn't catch her name, or was it done with special effects? You never met her.
No.
Did you have to put on a blue suit and sit in front of a dangle from wires? If you've seen the movie, it's especially funny because every scene he's in, they're just eating dinner.
Yeah.
They're just sitting at a table.
I didn't even know they were shooting two scenes. I think they just cut up one scene and then bookended it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you did a great job. All of your character motivation was there the entire time.
We kissed, actually, in a scene that didn't get put in.
You and the girl whose name you don't remember.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I ran into her in an audition last week.
What was her? Do you remember her character name?
I don't think there was a name established.
Oh, okay. So she was just your wife, played mm-hmm. by an actress.
Yeah.
Blank.
She was in Carpoolers with TJ.
Oh, that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe we'll get her on. I want to do either a Carpoolers reunion show with TJ.
How about
and Jerry Minor and
we could
Fred
reunite
Goss.
Me and her.
Goss, is that how you say his name?
Fred Goss. Yeah, Fred Goss. He was
and
good in it.
Who was the fourth one? Oh, Jerry O'Connell, who's a friend of the show. He's been on. So I think I can make this happen. Jerry Minor has a tendency to not show up. When he says he's going to, not because he's black, but just because
he's an unsuccessful.
He's got shit to do. All right, and also please welcome back by popular demand, mere weeks after their last appearance, Garfunkel and Oates are here, everybody. G and O in the house, big G, little O.
Hi.
Also known as Ricky Lindholm and Kate McCucci.
Hi.
Did I pronounce that right, McCucci?
McCucci.
Yeah.
I know, it sounds so dirty, doesn't it?
It's dirty and adorable.
I didn't get it for a long time. It took me. Like,
have you or anyone in your family ever said "me coochie as Sue coochie"?
No, but we've played those games. Like, what names are funny? Like, what, like if I married a guy with the last name Johnson, the, like the Johnson and Micucci wedding would be pretty amazing.
Do you know anybody with the last name Mi Bagno?
No.
How would that sound?
Mi Bagno a Su Bagno.
Okay. You went back to what I was talking about instead of capping on what she just did.
About that.
So let's just talk movie credentials for a second. Kate, I know that you've been in tons of commercials and TV shows, but I'm thinking I didn't get a chance to get on IMDb today, even though I am DB. I didn't get a chance to look you up. And
what does DB stand for?
It's Internet Movie Doug Benson. So I didn't get a chance to look you up, but I'm sure you've been in a movie or two.
I have.
Yeah, what's like the most like mainstream movie that you've been in?
The movie One in Rome that just came out.
Oh my goodness!
A few months ago, yes.
What you were? I saw you in one of the commercials.
You did.
You were Kristen Bell's friend.
Yep.
Who said something funny in one of the commercials? I think.
That's me.
I think you got a line out in the commercial.
I think I did.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I just didn't see the actual
movie. I did. Oh, that was my line. Ricky knew my line.
Her line is, what are you going to wear?
Oh, yeah. And then she knows exactly, and it's like, the idea is that every woman's
going
to want to watch this movie after they hear that.
Yeah. Is it giving away too much?
Every woman clearly didn't hear that.
Is it giving away too much if you actually tell us what she wore?
I just know it was open-toed peep.
She blurts
shoes.
Something
pencil
out
skirt.
That's very
pencil skirt,
it's
yeah.
very Sex in the City. Yeah, and
yeah.
I'm just like, no. I was just clearing my throat to say that sounds awesome. Kristen Bell's a fan of the show. She's engaged to Dax Shepard, who I shouldn't say she's a fan of the show. I meant friend of the show. She's engaged to Dax Shepard, who's been on before. And Ricky, I happen to know, is an amazing actress because I've known her for a few years, and whenever she shows up in a movie, I'm like, that's not that person that I know. Like, that's like insane how you act in movies. Like,
thanks.
Dare I say it? Do you guys even recognize her? She played the Hilary Swank's cunt sister in
Million Dollar Baby.
Do you guys even remember that was her? Like, looking at her now, you can't even put it together, right? Go back and watch Million Dollar Baby, which is a great movie if you like, you know, watching boxing movies where a head injury puts somebody into a... Yeah, she's a paraplegic, not in a coma.
Yeah, paraplegic.
Yeah, and she plays the sister who shows up and is all like, hey, can we have all your shit? And do you mind if we unplug you or what? Yeah. You know, it's like... It's so fucking harsh.
We try to make her sign away all her money with her by putting a pen in her mouth and sign it with her teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're such white trash in that movie. And I would never, but you as a person, I would never have a reason to use the C word to describe you, but that character.
Do you know I got that part because Clint Eastwood saw me playing Condoleezza Rice in a play? Yeah.
Clint's a fucking visionary because he makes pretty awesome movies, but never does more than two takes of anything.
No, yeah. Usually
like, he just hires the right actors because they don't have time to fuck it up.
No, yeah.
He's just like, we're good, you know? Like, when he was making Gran Torino, he was even in the scenes. He was just like, Ching Chong, Chinatown, cut!
Get off my lawn!
One take, we're out!
That's totally true. People
he played
like,
a very
how long
racist
did you work on that
then?
Movie? I was like, 3 hours? Literally.
Oh, you was like there for one day, but you had like two scenes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were pivotal, important, mm-hmm. weirdo scenes. You were really great in that. So, and I already knew you when I saw it, and I think it took a few minutes for me to figure out it was you, even.
For Million Dollar Baby?
Yeah.
I had a thing today. I went in for some sitcom, and the guy was like, you were in Last House on the Left. He's like, you're so different. He goes, thank God you're not that mean and psycho. And I was like, thanks? And he's like, yeah, you seem pretty normal. I'm like, thanks, sir.
That movie gives you license to, you should just run in topless and stab every casting director. You should just come in and just be that character and just be like, hey, sorry, that's what I am.
I'm method, yeah. I never got out of character.
That's awesome. And then, of course, Nick Thune, everybody knows from the scene in the parking lot in Knocked Up.
A lot of people know me from that.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, you got a lot of followers on Twitter from that.
Yeah. And, actually, a lot of comedy clubs like to put on the reader board Nick Fitz
my God. I hate it when they do that. Like, they do that to me. They'll put, like, from Curb Your Enthusiasm, and so everybody's like, what were you in Curb Your Enthusiasm? I'm like, oh, I played Jeff Green, his agent. You know, because... Because that's a shorter conversation than, oh, there was an episode where a guy died and I played his nephew and I accused Larry of killing him and I got him in a headlock. Like, people are asleep and don't care already at that point.
It's ridiculous to base.
Yeah, what were you in Knocked Up? How do you describe it if somebody asks you?
I was a friend of Katherine Heigl. And the backstory that Judd gave me that day on set, which wasn't in the script.
Nice.
Was that I was her ex-boyfriend, and I run into him outside of the baby store, and he tells me, Seth Rogen says, yeah.
Says we're having a baby.
And that's the first person they've told it to. And then I'm...
Go back and watch that scene again to see Nick Thune's amazing animosity. Like, oh, yeah. I used to fuck that shit. How could you put a baby in my shit? Yeah, I'm going to go back and look for that. Because you took it a little hard... When you shouldn't have given a shit, like, because we don't know your backstory, so you seemed a little weirdly devastated.
Also, notice that it is the worst edited scene in the movie because I look like I'm about to talk, but then it just cuts away. So for me in the theater, it was so disappointing.
You know, first Katherine Heigl talks shit about the Apatow machine, and now you're here doing it.
Just that one scene. I'm talking about the editor.
Judd's cousin. So what have you guys seen lately? What have you been to the movies lately, any of you? Or seen one in a plane?
I just saw The Runaways.
Or on Netflix.
Night.
Oh, I saw Blindside.
I saw Blindside, too, on the plane.
We watched Blindside.
It's a very popular plane movie.
It is.
I was looking, when I was flying back, I was on a too short of a plane flight to get that movie in. So we just saw like an episode of The Office, but... in the magazine, Hemispheres, on United, they have like the... You know, sort of the poster for The Blind Side, and Sandra Bullock's ass in the poster looks a million times better than it does in the movie. Not a million times.
I thought
but
you were
they definitely
say
made
person.
It better, or in person.
But that
it's
guy
probably
looks
a bad
like
time
has,
to
like,
talk about her that way.
Pants.
She's in a lot of pain. Yeah.
She just got blindsided.
The big black guy has a load in his pants.
It looks like it. It looks like he like took a dump and it's sitting
took
there.
She took in a big black baby and showed him how to live and love.
But I'm not even kidding. I can't believe everyone else didn't notice. I was like, what is going on with his pants? And if you look at the poster, you're like,
I think it's just football pants.
Is that
they have like padding and stuff.
I don't watch football, so.
Yeah, they have their butts are not shaped like normal butts.
Oh,
they got a lot of extra business going on in there.
Football pants.
In case they get butt punched out on the field. Wait, what movie did you say you saw, Kate?
The Runaways. I went the other night to see it.
Oh, the Kristen Stewart and
Dakota Fanning
growing up way too fast.
It's weird to see her,
so
you know,
pretty.
Doing drugs and kissing girls and stuff.
Oh, wait a second. I just thought there was drugs. If there's kissing girls, I'm in. That sounds awesome. But I'm gonna picture her from like, you know, five movies ago in my head. Yeah, why not make it extra creepy?
I am Sam.
She did that movie that nobody's seen, Hound Dog, where she got raped
on camera.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's going to work out good
for
her.
Yeah, I saw the news stories on that. What about, was that Charlotte's Web?
No.
I don't know. I think people are a little too weird about rape, honestly.
Wait a second.
I do.
Let's, okay.
This just in.
I think
it's on
right.
The CNN ticker. A recent poll discovered that people are too weird about rape.
They are. It's like a big, huge deal if someone gets raped in a movie, but not if they get murdered. And I think, I don't know. I think killing someone's kind of worse. And
I don't know. I think I'd rather be killed than raped if I had a choice.
Really?
Yeah, but I definitely don't want to be rape killed.
No.
I don't want the humiliation of rape and then dying at the end of it.
Yeah.
I'm a either or kind of girl.
Yeah. At least rape you first, you know?
Oh.
No, I kill you first. I said
that's
that in
what
the
I
wrong
meant.
Direction. Yeah.
Yeah. Rape my dead body for all I care. go with both ears. I don't give a shit at that point.
Oh.
I have tiny ears.
Oh, after
ears,
your
so
partner says rape's not too weird.
Your partner, I like that. Like they're calling you partners.
Partner.
Yeah, people always think we're lesbians because I call her my partner in interviews and stuff, and so they just think that.
You're the Tegan and Sarah of people that are not Tegan and Sarah.
Yes.
I knew there would be a twist at the end of that.
I had to twist it, Nick. Yeah. It's what I do. All right, but speaking of your music and of movies, I heard recently that you have a song that is sort of inspired by a movie.
Mm-hmm.
The movie is, should we say the movie or do you want to just play the song?
Well, the song is called Running with Chicken, based on the movie Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire.
Okay, so that's what the song's called, but that doesn't necessarily get away what movie we're talking about. So why don't you guys jump up, and this is going to be a debut performance of this new song with the title that's too long for me to remember.
And we just wrote it on the plane, so we don't know the words yet. So,
well, you don't, podcast listeners wouldn't have known that.
Oh, damn.
I read every question off a piece of paper. They don't know.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and... you guys ready?
Yep. It's a very serious
Here we go.
Song.
So
professional. Let me give you a professional introduction.
Okay.
Here they are playing the thing.
When your day is bad and you're feeling sad and you're kind of mad and you're sure not glad and you're thinking this is the opposite of rad. When things are tough and you've had enough and the going gets rough and you're in a huff and a whole bunch of real bad other stuff. It's true. One thing left to do. Go running with chicken. Go running with your deep fried dreams. When your extra crispy destiny awaits. Go running with chicken. Our original recipe. Time to risk it. Tape the biscuit and fly. Go running with chicken.
Precious bursts out of the restaurant with the bucket under one arm and sprints down the block.
You've had it up to here and it's all you fear. Nothing's clear, you're sheer out of cheer and you're looking for a friend that might be near. When you're feeling spastic and it's not fantastic, it's hard to be sarcastic when your pants are elastic and it's time to do something drastic. You're on the prowl. Go running with chicken. Your Kentucky Fried bait unfurls. You can eat so you don't ever have to feel. Go running with chicken. Even if you can't move real fast, just say fuck it, take the bucket and fly. Go running with chicken. It's not racist, 'cause white people like chicken too. Time to face it, everyone around the world is better because of chicken.
Yes. Running with Chicken, based on the novel Sapphire by Push.
Yes.
A Garfunkel and Oates premiere debut here on my podcast. I'm so excited. Yay. And I don't know if we mentioned this the last time you guys were on. The two of you met through me.
Here. Yeah, right here.
Here at this very UCB theater.
In the lobby.
Because I was doing my Benson Interruption show, mm-hmm. and you both came out to see it.
Yeah, we were on bad dates, and we were waiting in the lobby and not talking to our dates. The two of us.
Terrible dates.
Yeah, yeah. I invited both of you to come, and I was like, they brought dates? I thought they both should have thought they were here just to hang out with me. No, but that's awesome. And so you didn't see either of those guys ever again?
Well,
I unfortunately was dating the guy.
Oh, you were already dating him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I went like 2 more weeks.
Oh, all right.
My God. He was really cute, so.
Yeah,
he
I thought so. I was like, oh, man. I'm glad she brought, glad she brought this cutie.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Oops.
Do you guys, let me ask you this. Do you guys want to play the, do you know the game Build a Title? Do you want to take a swing at that? That's where we get a title. I pick one or the audience does, and we just try to add to it.
We take turns
adding to it.
Let's do it.
And there's no more fun game to play in front of an audience member with plaid shorts and his arms crossed. like the bottom of me is perfectly comfortable, but up top I'm chilly and mad. Kind of paraphrasing an Arch Barker joke about sleeveless, you know, those down vests that are sleeveless.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, more to the point, Let's get a just yell out a title from the audience that we can use for a build a title. Con Air. All right.
Air Bud?
I was just gonna say that.
Oh no way.
Yeah.
So all right, so we got Con Air Bud. And now we need
Constantine.
That doesn't work. Constantine Air Bud.
Was there a movie called Buddy? There had to be.
Yeah, there was. I think that was it starred that guy that died. Right? Wasn't there a Brad Renfro movie called Buddy?
Oh, Bully.
Bully. Oh, shit. Shoot. That movie is dark as shit.
Yeah, that movie's good.
I liked it. It
was There's rapes in that. No big deal.
She's like the Mr. Skin for rapes.
There's total NDB rape in that movie. Yep. No big deal. Yeah. It's like Bill Murray eating the candy bar in Caddyshack in the pool.
Whatever.
No big deal. Just a rape.
Are we screwed with this?
I'm not even going to check it out too much. I'm just going to take a bite.
Can we go
Maybe
back?
We shouldn't
What are you guys talking about?
Maybe Bud is too difficult.
Con Air Bud is too difficult?
Yeah, maybe.
No, there's a movie with Bud at the beginning of it.
Con Air
Bud. Budling.
Oh, that's Jamie Masada.
Butter? Is there a word the movie begins with butter? What about something that ends in con? There's something that ends in con for sure. Not Necronomicon, but there's got to be some. There's got to be some science fictiony thing that ends in con.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree.
Yeah.
People in the audience think they might know.
There should be.
Wrath of Con.
Oh, there you go.
Wrath of Con Air Bud.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Now
I need something that ends in wrath.
Grapes of wrath.
Grapes of wrath. Con Air Bud. Yes.
What's eating Gilbert? Con Air Bud.
Grapes of wrath. Con Air Bud.
But what?
What?
Does that work? Can we say grape and grapes?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good.
What's eating Gilbert? Grapes of wrath. Of Con Air Bud.
Air Bud.
This is good.
I like it, yeah. Now we need something that ends in grapes.
Or no what's, right?
What? Oh, wait, what's? What's eating Gilbert Grape? Right, what's? Nothing ends in what's.
Does it begin in just what? Uts. Like
Futs. Mutts.
Is there like a sequel to Look Who's Talking?
Mutts.
Mutts.
Wasn't there something called Mutts?
Maybe.
There's a cartoon.
There's got to be something called Mutts. There isn't. I call dibs. I'll make something about a bunch of dogs Mutts.
You got to put that in the mail and send it back to yourself.
Is that how it works? I thought you just had to tweet it to yourself. Totally time-stamped. Mm-hmm. Perfectly legal. That's pretty good, though. We got a good title there. I don't know if we can add to that or not. What's eating Gilbert? Grapes of Wrath of Con.
Air Bud.
Con Air Bud. Yeah. Does anybody have anything to add?
Butterfield 8.
Nice. Butterfield 8. You've got to be kidding me. Back on.
And then...
All right, here we go.
There's an 8 Below movie.
There's a lot of 8 movies. Watch me work.
8 Below.
Here we go. What's eating Gilbert? Grapes of Wrath of Con Air Butterfield. 8 heads in a duffel bag.
Whoa!
Nice.
Isn't there a movie called Baghead?
I think there is.
Yeah.
What's eating Gilbert? Grapes of Con... Air Bud, Durfield, 8 heads in a duffel bag, head.
I wish that Head of the Class was made into a movie.
But there's something with Head of the something, wasn't there?
Head of the State.
Head of State.
Head of State. And then there's State of Play.
State of Maine. Oh, State and Play.
Maine would stop it, though, I think.
Yeah,
it would. What movie begins with Maine? Mainline some of this fucking shit into your arm, bitch.
State of play.
Ers. There's a movie called Players. Anyway, let's end this. This is ridiculous.
That was a really good suggestion.
You guys are too good at this.
You guys
but that's
are good.
Butterfield 8.
Way to go, Butterfield 8.
We should go to the audience more often on that game. Keep it moving. But now it's time. Oh, perfect timing. This is great. It's time for the Leonard Maltin game. People love it or they don't. But I play it anyway. And tonight, the subject, in honor of Garfunkel and Oates and their second appearance here on the show, and Nick Thune, you know, He's here too.
Throw me in.
In honor of the three of them, these are famous buddies, famous pairings in motion pictures. You know, like Butch and Sundance, Tango and Cash, Freddie and his fingers. You know what I'm talking about. And basically, I will, you know, play the game as usual, but you know that clue. I didn't work out what I was going to say in between that. So it came out clumsily. I'm pushing Leonard Maltin's face right now because I used his app on the old iPhone, and I'm hiding it from Nick Thune, who's trying to look over my shoulder.
He's just trying to see how you had your application set up.
You're a tall drink of water, Nick Thune. Yeah. Don't forget, his record's called Thick Noon.
No one forgot.
And it's available... Somebody must have. Okay. since you're the new player you've never experienced before, Nick, we'll start with you. And the girls, you're against each other this time. Last time you played against Hard and Firm.
Oh, no.
As two Ricky teams against each other. But tonight, you're on your own.
All right.
Because Nick can't play against the two of you. He was like, I'm going to be terrible at this.
Okay.
So let's see what happens.
Humble.
When you all play. But there's strategy involved. You could win without knowing shit, and it happens every single time. Okay, so Nick, you picked the year. Would you like to guess a movie from 1988, 2003, or 1986?
2003.
Good, because I was wrong about 86. That's a 56. All right. All right, 2003. Here we go. This movie, Leonard Maltin didn't really care for it. Let's see something that he said about it. He says the star teaming is no longer fresh. Star teaming is no longer
the
fresh.
The two people, David Spade, Chris Farley, Black Sheep.
Now listen, Nick. Those kind of show-offy moves rarely pay off. You can sit back and sort of let the bidding kind of help you to determine that you were wrong with that answer. No, you were wrong.
Okay.
I would have jumped out of my seat and high-fived you if you were right.
Because
that was pretty ballsy of you. But instead, I will tell you that you have, there's a total of eight names here. So you could start the bidding. Even though you already put in a wrong guess, okay. I'm still going to let you start the bidding with. You can start eight names or, you know, any amount of names you think you can get it in.
And how many? You're just going to give me as many as I want?
You can start at eight.
Oh, start at eight. All right,
then
I'll take
the bidding
eight.
Will move on to Ricky, who will say, how many names do you think you can get it in, Ricky?
Okay. Oh, then let's try four.
Oh. You can't.
I don't know. I'm just.
Nick, the part where I asked you to listen to the podcast.
I did. No, and I said
and
four.
Understand how the game is played. That's one of the top complaints I get from listeners or viewers. People that are just staring at it for no reason. The big complaint I get all the time is the guests don't know how to play the game, and it's frustrating to listen to. So Nick, please,
well,
get your shit together.
Okay.
It's called Thick Noon. It's available. Okay, so you want to start with four then?
Yeah, let's start.
Okay,
with four.
Starting. He's bidding with four. So Ricky's going to either bid less than four or say, name that movie.
Name that movie.
Yeah, you're fucked, dude. You're not going to get this. I can't even tell who these names are. Here's a better way of saying that. I don't recognize any of these people. Gemma Jones was in this movie. Donnie Yen.
She was? Oh, really? She
Donnie
was.
Yen. I think Donnie's a dude's name, but I'm not sure. Okay. Fan Wong was in this movie. These are actually kind of good clues. Some people in the audience know it already. And Aidan Gillen was in this movie. And it's a buddy picture that came out in 2003 that Leonard Maltin says the it's no longer fresh. What's your guess?
A buddy movie, 2003.
No longer fresh.
And I don't recognize any of those names.
Right, but many of them are Asian.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh,
really?
Are you
stalling?
No, I just
was that
my
stalling?
No, because sometimes if I know it, I'll just know it.
That's right. Convince yourself to know it.
Yeah.
Do you have a guess?
No.
Okay.
Wait. No.
Ricky, it's going to be your point anyway. You can take a guess if you want.
I can't remember the name of it. Is that Jackie Chan, Chris Tucker one?
No, it's not Chris Tucker. Mm-mm. It's Owen Wilson.
Oh.
And it was called Shanghai Nights with a K.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yikes. People in the audience knew it.
I love Shanghai Noon.
That's the title of your next album? All right. So this part always pisses people off because I accidentally go very arbitrary. So the point goes to Ricky. Not accidentally. I have a way in my head that I do it, but people think I'm cheating. But we're going to start now with Kate.
Okay.
On this next one. Does that make sense? I think it does. But people in the audience are always like, no, that doesn't make any sense. What are you doing? I'm like, well, the person that wasn't involved that also didn't get a point should get to go next. All right. Ricky, do you want to see a movie from... We want to talk about a movie from 88? 19? Or... Or, what was it, 56 or 79?
Is this me or Ricky? Who picks?
Oh. You pick, Kate.
Oh, I do? Okay. 88, please.
88, you 19. Got it. All right, this is a buddy picture, like two well-known actors or actresses or an actor and actress together. Leonard Maltin liked this movie quite a bit, gave it 3.5 stars. I think it deserves more, personally. Let's see. Let me give you a clue. He says it's a blend of violence and comedy. Blend of violence and comedy from 1988. And you have 8 names.
Oh. I'm going to say...
How many names do you think you can get it in?
4?
4 names?
What?
Okay, now it goes to Nick. You can go less names. You can say name that movie.
I'm going to say name that movie.
Oh, Nick, going for the point. Vicious. Here we go. These are your 4 names. Richard Forney? Forney? Yeah, I don't know who that is. Wendy Phillips? I know who she is. She has a gap in her teeth. Joe Pantoliano was in this. Kind of low build for Joey Pants. And then also kind of lowly build for his stature, Dennis Farina is your 4th name. Dennis Farina, Joe Pantoliano, Wendy Phillips, and Richard... 1988, 3.5 stars. Should have gave it more. My opinion.
Am I supposed to guess or is Nick supposed to guess?
No, it's you.
Oh, I have no idea.
Am I supposed to guess this? Because if I'm supposed to guess, I don't know.
I'm out.
Nothing?
I have no idea. No, all right. I don't
I'll
know.
Give you the rest of the names and somebody just yell it out when they know it. John Ashton, Yaphet Kotto, Charles Grodin. Robert De Niro. Yeah, people
Midnight
the audience
Run.
Knew it. Midnight Run. Midnight Run. Might have been cheating a little bit. I don't know if Charles Grodin, you think of him as like a star of like buddy picture
Beethoven second
level. He was in all of the overtures, right?
I think so.
Or did he drop out? I bet you Grodin wasn't in the... They made 3 or 4 of them, I think.
Yeah.
All right, so Nick gets a point. So Nick and Ricky each have a point. First person to 2 wins. We're doing good on time, so nobody panic. And now I'm going to start with Ricky.
Okay.
Hope that makes sense. What year would you like? 88 again or...
88 again?
66. Yeah, I got another 88.
88 again.
Oh, really? You don't even want to know the other years?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, what are they?
You're probably going to go 88. 66 or 73.
I'll go 88.
Okay, 88. Here we go. 3 stars. That's I agree with that, but no, I don't know. Let's not get into that. Top drawer performances.
Huh.
Yeah, this movie does not have middle drawer or lower drawer. Or no drawer at all performances. These are fucking top drawer.
Okay.
Top shelf would probably be better.
Right.
Because then it's out there for everybody to see.
Yeah.
On top of the drawers. But anyway, he gives it 3 stars, calls it top drawer. I'll give you another clue, because that's not really, that doesn't really help at all. The director appears in the movie as in a cameo. And
oh, crap. I chose
it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 names you have to start the bidding with. 7 names.
I can do it in...
6.
Oh, I like that. Daring player. Kate?
Oh, it's me? Okay. So I can go less or say name it?
Yeah. Or say name it.
Then I'm going to say 4.
4 All names.
All right.
Nick? I have kind of a feeling what way you're going to go with this.
Name that movie.
Name that movie. All right. Well, I think Nick's going to be our winner. And I never bothered. Why don't you guys remind me? I didn't bother to get people that you're playing for, so I have no one to give the prizes to.
Oh, crap.
Right.
We could choose names.
I'll just throw the prizes into the audience.
Yeah. All right.
And then I'll name who this shithead is.
I'm playing for that guy.
Show.
Nice.
Oh, okay. Then I guess that guy's going to win the prizes. All right. Here are the 4 names. Kate, good luck.
Okay.
Bonnie Hunt was in this movie.
This is 1988?
Yeah, she was 7th billed in a 1988 movie.
Then, Rain Man.
That's correct! Holy shit! Yay! We have our own little Rain Girl over here.
Wow.
That was amazing.
Thank you. She's the waitress who he drops all the toothpicks.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wow.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Incredible.
Wow. How many years later was Jerry Maguire? That's what I might have thought it was, because she was in that.
Oh, right. 90, what was it, 96?
Yeah, she was the sister. Or the
a lot years later, I guess. Yeah. Tom Cruise is a lot older. Valeria Golino, whatever happened to her? Besides everybody using her name for a sexually transmitted disease. That's probably what knocked her out of the business. All right, so how many points does everybody have?
We're 1 across.
One apiece?
Yeah.
Now let's pick people for you to play for. All right, so Nick's playing for that guy. What's your name?
Brian.
All right, Brian. Ricky, who are you playing for? Just pick somebody.
Sweatshirt guy.
Of course, the guy with the shorts and the sweatshirt. He dressed to impress.
Yeah.
And Kate, since I usually get people from over here, could you pick somebody from this row right here to play for?
Well, this girl's waving so nicely in the pink.
Oh, pink top. All right. What's your name, pink top? What? Star.
Star.
Ooh. Wow. And what's your name?
My name's David.
David. All right. Ricky's playing for David. Kate's playing for Star, and Nick is playing for
Brian.
All right, here we go. Wow, this is exciting. And who got the last one? You got it right, so we'll start with Nick.
Good.
I don't know. I don't know anymore. I don't trust myself. All right, let's go. 66, 73, or 91, Nick?
91.
91. All right, you guys don't like the old ones. I don't blame you. Again, 3 stars. Some people might question the 3 stars. It's kind of a popular movie.
Can't use that as judging what movie it is, right?
What?
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's a tricky clue that they only gave it 3 stars. Leonard's he's a rebel. Okay. He says the stars of this movie give it a lot of juice. Though it still covers all too familiar territory. Okay, that's what Len says about it. And there are 9 names. Started off, Nick Thune.
I'm going to go for 8 names.
8 names, says Nick Thune.
I can do it in 7 names.
Ricky says 7.
5.
Kate says 5, Nick.
4.
4 names.
Name that
Ricky
movie.
Ricky says name that movie. All right, so who was Kate playing for?
Star.
Star, I'm sorry, Star. There's no way for you to win.
Darn it.
Yeah. But Ricky's playing for?
David.
David, and Nick's playing for Brian.
Brian guy.
I'm so excited I remembered. Okay, the 4 names are Lucinda Jenny. Timothy Carthart. Carthart. Brad Pitt. And Stephen Tobolowsky.
I know this one.
Can you repeat that girl's name again?
Lucinda Jenny.
Just wanted to hear it. I think I know what it is.
All right, well, you can guess and win.
I think that it is... God, I'm wrong.
if you have a title, say it.
No, well, should I?
If you think, of, consider, if you thought of something, it might be. Then there's a good chance it is it.
Legends of the Fall.
No, Brad Pitt was like second or third. He was probably second billed in that after Anthony Hopkins. But he had a smaller part in Thelma and Louise. That's right. Everyone's so disappointed. What a sad ending to that one.
Well, that description was really misleading. I thought it was Thelma and Louise when you said 91 until you read that description.
I know. He only gave it 3 stars.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird because I think it's a good movie. And then he said that whole thing about the juice and the it doesn't, but it covers too familiar territory. Yeah, every other movie was a couple of broads driving into the Grand Canyon. Yeah. Fucking tired of that. Give me something different, like an old man with balloons on a house. All right, so what's your name again?
Just David.
He was worried I was going to give out the whole thing. What's your social? All right, so you ladies can pass these down to David. David wins a cornucopia of awesomeness from my bag. He wins multiple T-shirts. He wins a copy of the Dirty Laundry book that's got lots of funny people wrote essays in there. It's called Dirty Laundry, and it's available on something something books. That'd be a good name for a book company. He also wins a T-shirt that says Parlor Live on it, because they gave me one that's too small for me. Parlor Live's a comedy club in Bellevue, Washington that I like to play. And I was at South by Southwest, so I got a Tito's Handmade Vodka T-shirt from South by Southwest. And then finally you get a Too Trunk to Dweet shirt that, of course, is available at DonkeyTees.com. It's a shirt that I invented. And it was my idea to put the holes in it. And congratulations. I already forgot your name again, David. Congratulations, David. And you guys, we got to go really quick, but do you guys have anything you want to plug before we go?
We have a show.
One at a time, say your dates.
Garfunkel and Oates has a show at UCB on April 2nd, 8 p.m.
It's really good.
Thanks, Nick.
I'll be in Australia with you guys next week. Do you have a lot of Australian? He does. A lot of Australian people. Also, what about your guys' website? Can we promote that? Me and Doug, can we promote it for you?
Yeah, if you want to.
GarfunkelandOates.com.
Yep. Do you know the name of our album?
No,
what
I don't.
Is it?
Music Songs.
Oh, I like it.
Music Songs. Yeah.
It's our next one's
noon,
called All Over Your Face. We like that one better.
Not just some of your face.
Yeah.
All of your face. I'm going to be at Comedy Connection in Providence, Rhode Island, April 1st. No fooling. I'll be at the Wilbur Theater in Boston on April 2nd. And I'll be at Comedy Connection in Chicopee, Massachusetts on April 3rd. And then I'm also doing a swing through Oregon the following weekend. And thanks again to my guests, Kate McCucci and Ricky Lindholm, who you know as Garfunkel and Oates. You can applaud if you want. Only if you want to.
Thank you.
Debuting their song Running with Chicken right here. And Nick Thune, who you can see in the short film Successful Alcoholics at a film festival near you, especially if you're in Puerto Rico. And
or Florida.
And you can give him a round of applause if you'd like. You guys are too polite to applaud stuff. And as always, James Cameron is a shithead and Justin Bieber is a shithead.
Chicago, there's no room in his heart for you, 'cause the